I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta police officers patrolling in the Buckhead area will no longer respond to calls concerning shoplifting from merchants. Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields told Fox 5 that she's ordering the change due to staff shortages in the department. Under the new plan, merchants must hire an off-duty Atlanta or Metro police officer to do the paperwork connected with a shoplift arrest and transport the suspect to a lockup. Shields says the police department is currently short more than 300 officers. Savannah's National Historic Landmark District could lose that designation. A National Park Service report recommends moving the district to the Threatened Priority 1 list. That means the landmark district has suffered or is in imminent danger of suffering a loss of integrity. The report names two main threats, large-scale developments and the loss of Oglethorpe's Savannah Town Plan. That's the famous grid plan, including distinctive squares of Savannah's downtown. The report points to several developments that interrupt that plan. Savannah first earned its National Historic Landmark listing in 1966. Well, a motion to suppress in the Fort Gordon bid rigging case against the officer in charge of revamping the Army's information and communications network was denied. According to the Augusta Chronicle, Colonel Anthony Roper and his wife Audra Roper wanted to prevent evidence gathered from their personal email accounts from being used against them. The Ropers are accused of conspiring with two others to rig bids for contracts in exchange for bribes. The Ropers have pleaded not guilty. The two others, Dwayne O. Fulton and retired Army officer Calvin Lawyer, have pleaded guilty and are awaiting sentencing, though Roper's trial date has not yet been set. The State Department of Education has awarded $1.1 million in fast-track grants for the creation of new career labs to schools in Doherty, McIntosh, Pierce, and Tift counties. The labs aim to give students hands-on experience in various career fields. And the parents of the 5-year-old killed in a bus crash in Liberty County last December are suing the driver and the bus manufacturer. WTOC reports the suit claims Bluebird sold the school district a defective 2016 model bus, which suddenly and unintentionally accelerated to 32 miles an hour in the seconds before it struck a tree. The crash killed young Cambria Schumann and injured other students. Governor Nathan Deal leaving it up to legislators to come up with a plan to replace Georgia's aging electronic voting machines. According to the AJC, Deal says he'll probably sign whatever measure is sent to his desk. Currently, only 5 states in America, Georgia being one, use entirely electronic systems without a paper backup. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.